The allegations date back to Bishop's very bitter campaign against Republican challenger Randy Altshuler in 2012. An ally of Altshuler leaked to Politico that Bishop asked a constituent for donations in exchange for fast-tracking a permit for a fireworks show. Both Bishop and the constituent, hedge fund manager Eric Semler, say there was no quid pro quo. The Ethics Committee has not yet made a final ruling, but issued preliminary findings and voted unanimously to continue their probe. In their findings of fact, they say Bishop wrote to a mutual friend of Semler saying, quote, "Call me the friggin' mailman. We're all set with Eric Semler. Hey, would you be willing to reach out to him and ask for a contribution?" End quote. The report also cites another possible violation of House rules. The contribution Semler gave Bishop was a single donation of $5,000 in one election period, which is above the donation limit. Bishop's office first said that there were two donations of $2,500 in two separate election periods. In a statement, Bishop didn't dispute anything in the report, but said he acted in good faith to help a constituent and that the allegations were politically motivated. Charles Lynn, WSHU News.